Audio Gravity, 10th of August 2009. Good Monday to you. Hope you're having an awesome day wherever you are today. First link today is over on Firebox again. The reason why I had a Firebox yesterday and Firebox today is mainly from the fact that they just had two awesome products that jumped out at me. First was the GPS one from yesterday, but also this electric scooter that they've got. They've just started to sell, and it looks like they've got some kind of exclusivity with it. It's called the Ego Scooter, which is a really bad name, if you ask me. But anyway, the fact that instead of being a grand, they've got a reduction price between the, before the 30th September for $699. Now, okay, so it doesn't go very fast. It only tops out at 30 miles an hour. But the fact is, it's electric. I always wanted something scooter-wise that was electric. You know, it's like eco things, just awesome. It's got a 1400 watt motor on it. It costs 10 pence and it will charge in 8 hours and you get 40 miles out of it. Now, for me, for going local, to go around to local places, this is absolutely perfect. Obviously, my first concern about something like this is how do you lock it up? Where do you lock it up? You know, it's quite an attractive thing to steal in terms of if people get to know that they're electric, you know, that it's going to be sort of a steel to order type thing. Now, the first thing I would do to this is change the graphics all over it because the graphics are horrible. But, I mean, like, being able to change batteries on this, playing around with the batteries, being able to put GPS on this, being able to, you know, lease this out to people to use at caravan sites and things like that. I think electric is going to actually open up a lot more possibilities than we thought before than just actually, you know, owning an electric bike because it's cheap and it's good for the environment. But yeah, I'd love one. $699, dead right. Such a good price. 30 mile an hour would not really bother me as long as I was getting 40 miles for 10 pence to me is just epic. Okay, next link today is over on fatmatrix.com. DEFCON badge hack fools facial recognition systems with pulsating lights. Now, there's a picture of the guy with these LED in the brim of the hat. And what's awesome about this is that he's taken, it looks like he's built in some kind of Ethernet mini system, mini port thing on the side of this hat. So I'm presuming that you need some sort of controller. I don't know how the controller works. But the idea behind this is that it sort of fools facial recognition systems by the pulsating action of the way that the LED works. So this is one thing that I have to look into and look at because I think this is just a really cool hack. I'm going to have to get over to DEFCON one of these years. I've always wanted to go and maybe we'll try and get there next year. Next link today is on together.com, spelled T-G-E-T-H-E. R.com. It's very similar to Google Wave in that it's email, but a secure group collaboration via email. So you basically email back and forth via this address, and then it pulls all that stuff together on one page, and everybody can go to that page. So you can all see the discussion, that, you know, newsletter, whatever has been put into that. And what's cool about that is that you can have friends and relatives and cousins and people that you've not really spoken to for a long time, or, you know, family members that you don't speak to often because they're in different places in the world, and they can all add a little bit of nugget of information. And I'm not quite sure, but I think it's free. I don't know if there's I don't think there's any other costing on there, but it's from Inklin, inklinmarkets.com, and it looks good. I think you're going to see a lot more Google Wave style applications where you can collaborate very easily over the next couple of months coming out. Next link is over on asummeroffun.com. I'm not quite sure who's put this together, but it's the manifesto for a summer of fun. Like childhood play, only limited by what we dreamed up next, the summer of fun is all about bringing back an environment that encourages fun and a state of mind that's open to it. Instead of letting the miserable, predictable cycle of being a grown-up replace youthful happiness, this is conscious effort to reverse the trend between the days of June 1st and September the 1st. And there's like loads of little subheadings: work less, play more, go outside, sleep differently, experiment, unplug, turn it up, love more, donate, fun, end boredom, create things. Awesome. Very awesome. Whoever put it together, props. I like the fact they've put Espanol on there as well, so you've got it in Spanish. But yeah, I think that manifesto needs working on. Next link, cutecircuit.com. I saw this probably about 6 or 7 months ago, but it wasn't really in as much of development as it is now. 2006, actually, they say it was first coming out, but I don't remember seeing it as far back as that. Probably last year. Yeah, it must have been 2008 I saw it, so it must have missed my radar completely. But basically, the hug shirt is that there's various areas on a top or on a shirt, and it can be washed. They're like little pressure pads, and it runs on Bluetooth, so it works with most mobile phones. You have a little application on the mobile phone, and it runs on rechargeable batteries as well. And you can basically send messages or feedback to this shirt. So the idea behind the hug shirt is that, you know, you might get this sensor go off in one of the arms or one of the actual you know, bits on the back or top of the back or top of your arm or your wrist, and you can be, you know, on the other side of the planet away from your family and get this like virtual hug. Now, okay, it's cheesy, it's weird, it's just like such a strange crossover that you think, why would I want that? I'd rather have the real thing. And I agree with you, but I like the idea of this crossover of organically not replacing but also maintaining. You know, it's almost like the memory of a location. When you go to somewhere, you have memories of that location because of the people that you were with, the experiences that you had while you were there. And this is almost like a, I don't know, it's like a virtual link. It's a continuation of carrying that on. And I like the idea of that, all this ephemeral information, all the audio booths, all the you know, video stuff, video blogs that we do, they're all relevant in that. They're not just reminders that, hey, we're still here. It's sort of integrated into the pipeline of a day, because a lot of us sit behind monitors. A lot of us are, you know, ingrained into this communication medium because it gives us time to refocus or unfocus. It's got loads of benefits from all angles. So I just love the idea of using things like Bluetooth to create these additional inputs and outputs. And the hug shirt is definitely one of those. And the last thing today is Japanese capsule hotels. I probably seen some TV program about it first with the capsule hotels, and I've always thought it was a good idea, but I thought it was all a little bit scary, really, to be able to sit in a little cube. I'd hate to just wake up in the middle of the night and be stuck in this cube, but they actually look quite big. I'm not really sure if I could deal being stacked up on top of another capsule. Probably have to go on one of the bottom ones. But this is a blog post from a great name site called yesicanusechopsticks.com/capsule. I'll put all the links in the show notes. Hope you have a good day today, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.